The Orphan of Good Hope, written by Roxanne Dand and read by Amber McMahon. Two by two, the girls from the Burgovet's house marched to divine service. The smaller girls occupied the front of the column, barely a pace behind the house mother. Johanna Timmermann, in the first row of older girls, was smiling to herself. "Why do you always look so happy about divine service?" asked Marlies next to her. Johanna threw her what she hoped was a stern look. "Shh, no talking in line." Marlies grinned, and Johanna felt the corners of her mouth twitch up in reply. Sundays were the best days, despite having to spend 3 hours standing in the Nieuwe Kerk, listening to the Predikant's dire warnings. She drew in a breath and said quietly, "I enjoy Sundays. We're out of doors for the only time in the week, and today the sun is shining. I'm with my friends." She cast a glance sideways at Marlies to see if she looked skeptical. "And..." Johanna heard a child's wail, and a disruption in the line ahead ground their progress to a stop. She craned her neck and saw that one of the little girls had fallen. "Poor little thing." The girl looked to be no more than 6 or 7 years old. Johanna felt an urge to run forward and help her to her feet, but before she could set one foot in front of the other, the house mother had gathered the child up, clucking and soothing her. Johanna felt the swirl of her affection for Muda. Her kindness had been a great solace when Johanna herself had been small and lost after her mother had died. Muda gave the child one last pat on the head and regained her place at the front of the procession, but her movements looked awkward. As she led them all forward once more, Johanna worried at the hitch in her step. It was impossible to tell under Muda's cap and layers of clothing whether her hair had turned grey or her figure changed shape over the years. Only a gathering of lines that crinkled her eyes gave any hint of her age. Yet Johanna fretted at how much frailer the house mother had become recently. Slowly, the girls continued forward, and she promised herself she'd seek out Muda after the service. Johanna kept her eyes trained on her back, but as the line snaked towards the main entrance, she lost sight of her. Johanna had nearly reached the outer doors to the church by now, but Marlies had fallen behind her. She could see the line of boys from the other side of the Burgovet's house coiling around the church towards the side entrance. Her heart began to race. There were only a few seats in the Nieuwe Kerk reserved for wealthy patrons. The children from the Burgovet's house stood in the area below the oak chancel. The entire complement of several hundred girls on the right and a similar number of boys squashed together on the left, unofficially separated by a double line of grave slabs that ran the length of the central nave. As the girls filed into rows in a single line, Johanna placed herself at the end of a row between the nave and a side aisle, with Marlies wedged to her right.